Hey everyone, this is the Reporter Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LA's has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, which groups are being affected most by coronavirus, how many people are facing difficulties getting unemployment benefits, and the urgent need for childcare workers to return. But first, LA County officials reported more than 1,500 new cases of coronavirus today. Aaron Mendelson looks at the data to understand more about who's being impacted.
Yes, the pandemic has developed in LA County. We've seen it move through different communities in different ways. There's been a disproportionate share of deaths among Black Angelenos. We've also seen the vast majority of deaths in people 65 and older, who represent just 14% of the county by population. At the same time, we haven't seen any deaths in LA County of people under the age of 18. So I did a little bit of data wrangling to compare deaths to the adult population here in the county, and I found that Latinos are 45% of adults in Los Angeles County, just 37% of deaths. At the same time, statewide data makes it very clear that Black and Latino Californians between the ages of 18 and 49 are dying at very high rates.
Next, here's Josie Wong reporting on one group that's been hit especially hard by the pandemic, Pacific Islanders.
Yes, actually no other group has been as hard hit as Pacific Islanders. They've had 18 deaths in a community of just 118,000 people. This means they have four times more cases than their share of the state population. There are also about four times as likely as whites and Latinos to die from COVID-19. Why is this happening? Leaders told me that Pacific Islanders have a high prevalence of underlying conditions compared to other demographics like diabetes, heart disease, cancers, and that makes them more vulnerable. Also, many are essential workers working in security and warehouses and food services. I can't underscore enough how much people told me how tight-knit the community is. One pastor I spoke with said he knew of most of the people who had died and could even trace some back to the villages they came from. So this is having a huge impact on them.
We've heard from hundreds of people about hurdles in the way of getting unemployment benefits in the state. David Wagner talks about the challenges many are now facing.
That's right. You know, in California's rollout of this new unemployment program for self-employed workers, it's off to a bit of a rocky start. So it launched yesterday, and it's giving many freelancers and independent contractors their first chance to apply for benefits. But applicants are really saying that they're having a tough time getting through the system. In his press conference today, Governor Newsom did acknowledge that people are having technical difficulties with the state's website. He says they're working on building more support. Then we've heard from a lot of others who are still completely shut out of the system. These are the people I'm specifically talking about who've already run out of benefits. So, you know, typically you can only get unemployment benefits for 26 weeks. The Federal CARES Act extended that by 13 weeks, but in California, workers with exhausted claims, they've not been able to apply for that extension yet. The labor secretary here in California, Julie Hsu, says the state is working on a timeline for rolling out those extensions, but there's no firm date yet.
And finally, before California reopens for business, we first need to answer the question, who's going to watch the kids? Mariana Dale reports on how the need for childcare providers to return to work is essential to jumpstarting the economy.
Yeah, so before we can get to a point where people whose kids are at home right now can get childcare, there's essential workers that are still going out into the world every day. A few weeks ago, Governor Newsom announced that there would be an additional $50 million of financial assistance available to those parents to help them get childcare, and that's enough for an estimated 20,000 kids, which, yeah, that sounds like a lot of money, a lot of kids, but here's some context that I got from some local agencies. There is an existing waiting list at one childcare agency in Los Angeles with more than 22,000 parents on it, and many of them work in essential services. And so when they told these parents, hey, we're going to have money for your childcare, more than 1,000 of them applied in just one day. And that's just here at one agency in Los Angeles.
Thanks for listening to today's Reporter Roundup. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The Reporter Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.